Vice President Mike Pence will be on the move today in Iowa, pushing the USMCA NAFTA 2.0, if you will. Of course, the president signed the USMCA back last fall, but so far Democrats have done nothing to get it implemented, which is detrimental to states in the upper Midwest. Certainly Michigan, where I live, is having some issues with it not being signed. It would be greatly beneficial to many states, to manufacturers, to companies in the United States that want to enhance their ability to do trade with Mexico and Canada. Of course, a lot of people that would benefit would be in the agricultural sector. Joining me is Brian Riley, director of the Trade Initiative Union. Welcome to it, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, Steve. And I appreciate listening to some Alice Cooper this morning here. That's a nice way to start the day.
There you go. Get you all tuned up. It's the National Taxpayers Union, to be clear, and you're the director of the Trade Initiative there. So tell me about the USMCA. I mean, I sit here in Michigan with all the manufacturing that's actually coming back finally after the long hiatus. And people here are like, man, would you open this up? Let's get this done. The president did this, I think, back in November. And yet the Democrats sit on their hands and do nothing except attack the president, but do nothing fruitful and on important pieces of legislation. And this is one of them.
This is one of them. And, you know, Steve, my background is economic policy, and I'd love to talk to you about the benefits of this new deal and how it's different than NAFTA and why the deal is so important to Michigan manufacturers in terms of being able to export more, in terms of being able to get the inputs they need from Canada or Mexico. But the politics probably are a lot more interesting right now. And you hit the nail on the head. Regardless of how good or fantastic or it's not perfect, but it has nothing to do with whether it's a good deal for the country or not. Politically, it's more about, does Nancy Pelosi, is she willing to bring this up to a vote and risk giving a big legislative victory to President Trump heading into the next round of elections?
Well, clearly she's got to think about that, because you look at certain districts. There are more than 20 districts, 21, 22 districts across the country that were carried by Donald Trump, but where a freshman Democrat was able to come in and snatch the congressional seat. These are in places like Iowa and Michigan and other places that the USMCA will have great impact, because one of the things that I mentioned off the top is it would get rid of a lot of the agricultural impediments. A lot of the tariffs and so forth would be eliminated altogether, so that agricultural products between the United States and Mexico and the United States and Canada would flow much more freely. And so when you talk about Mike Pence going to Iowa, or the people that need to sell crops from Michigan or Ohio or Wisconsin or Minnesota, this is critical. And it becomes a political calculation as well, because those are all critical states come 2020.
That's right. They are critical states. And you mentioned the tariffs. Under USMCA, the U.S. keeps about 11,000, more than 11,000 tariff lines at zero, meaning for 11,000 goods from Canada and Mexico, we pay zero tariff. And of course, similar numbers for our exports to Canada and Mexico. The president has talked about liking the idea of reciprocal trade, and there might be pluses and minuses to that, but when we've got zero tariffs and our trading partners have zero tariffs, that really allows us to focus on what we do best, whether it's making cars or exporting wheat or making pharmaceutical drugs. And, you know, I would imagine if you're in Michigan, certainly here in D.C. where I am, it's kind of nice in the middle of winter to have fresh avocados and tomatoes from Mexico or from other countries. So that's why it's such a win-win. And the thing is, I don't hear many people criticizing the low tariffs, unlike 1993 when we were debating NAFTA. The Democrats are in the House of Representatives are concerned about things like some of the intellectual property provisions, enforcement provisions, things that they really probably should be able to come to some kind of agreement with the administration to move this forward. But again, then you get back to the political calculation. And the longer this drags off, longer it drags out, the more likely it is that it'll get put off until the next election.
In the meantime, what's unfortunate about that is the people that pay the price for that, the farmers, the manufacturers in all of these country, all these counties and states across the country, they pay the price for that. And that's unfortunate. I mean, as I look at Nancy Pelosi on the steps of the Capitol yesterday, celebrating 200 days of her leadership, and I'm like, have you done something that I should be aware of? Because I'm completely unaware of anything the Democrats have accomplished, because USMCA sits there, it languishes. The southern border is continuing to be a disaster, which doesn't help trade either. You've got all of these things that aren't happening. And I wonder what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are celebrating. Here is a deal that was signed by the president in November. And by most accounts, not all accounts, but by most accounts, people say it's a better deal on balance than what we've currently had. It'll have a lot of positive impacts on states and counties around this country and help people, real people in the middle class, and yet nothing happens. I'll give you the last word.
You know, unfortunately, sometimes it seems like about all Congress can do is spend money. And this is something that really would be a step forward for the United States. And it would remove the uncertainty. So if you're a farmer, if you're a rancher, if you're a manufacturer, you would have some certainty going forward and wouldn't have to wonder what's going to happen next month or the year after or the year after. And that's one of the reasons this deal is so important. So I hope the politicians realize this is fantasy. Can put the politics aside and really just look at, is this good for the country? And I think the answer is yes. If it does come up for a vote, pretty sure it would pass the House and Senate. President Trump would sign it, but it's got to come up for a vote before we'll know for sure.
Sure. And putting politics aside, well, it's Friday. We can be hopeful. You know, we can put that out there. And you know, Brian, we'll see. Maybe we'll have an awakening come Monday. I doubt it, but I, you know, it's a nice thought. Brian Riley, the director.
Nice to be optimistic.
Absolutely. Got to be optimistic. The director of the Trade Initiative at the National Taxpayers Union. Brian, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. It's 25 after on the 26th of July. It's a Friday. The weekend looks pretty good for most places across the country, so I'm encouraged by that. I hope you are as well. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll be right back.